It's the Daily Talk Show, Weekend Banter episode 760.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Sorry
on
for
the
that.
Megaphone, sorry.
It's up front, isn't it? It's quite abrupt. Mm-hmm. I got you good yesterday out of the bathroom. Actually,
You screamed at me.
I just yelled at Josh coming out of the bathroom.
That was great.
It was awesome.
It scared me.
And he was on the side that you were.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Everyone's here. How are we all?
Good.
Good. Good.
How are we feeling?
Great.
Yeah, fine. I mean, that's...
Are you feeling
same
good?
Same sort of question. Yeah. Jess, growing up in Bendigo.
Yes.
Catholic school?
Yes.
What? How like, strong is it? Like, is it... So, I did RE in school. Is it, like, religious education every week and things like that?
Yep. And there was a church on the grounds as well that we would go to. It was like obviously your Easters, your Christmases, and then just regularly throughout term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still remember the songs.
So are there like prayers and stuff that you have to remember, like prayers and shit? What are the go-tos?
I can't remember the prayers off the top of my head, but
like our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
You're making that up?
No,
on earth as it is in heaven.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
I can't.
So would you go, so TJ, did you go like in like Easter and stuff, would you go to church?
Easter, I went to a midnight mass once. The church forced me to get a tattoo on my back of a cross. It was crazy.
So how did you get the cross? How did that come about?
The father, the priest. He was running a side business. No, I just got it. What do you mean?
Now, what made you get a crucifix on your back?
17-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Think it was a great idea. How was the tattoos happen?
I mean, but it's a bit of a statement, isn't it? What was your mindset?
Not really. I had lots of young mates that were getting tattoos.
Crucifix, though.
What do you mean?
I think crucifix is like, quite a statement?
Saying, yeah, but it's like you guys not going, having no business in religion and then getting a crucifix. There's a bit more of a statement
Catholic,
there.
So you were a Catholic.
I grew up in a Catholic family. My mum went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. Much more religious. Then her upbringing was much more religious than the upbringing that we had, but we still, had a connection to the church.
Was your mum happy when you got it?
I don't know. She didn't mind, I don't think. She came with me.
All girls school or was it mixed?
It was mixed, yeah. Uh-huh. So I went Catholic primary, then I went to a private school, and then I went to a Catholic school for year 12. I just decided to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for 1 year.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I did the rounds, but that was just a sort of tactic to
any school
keep myself entertained, to be honest. Where else can I cause trouble? But leaving at year 12, that's a big move.
I know.
Did you have mates at your other school?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's fair.
And that was the thing. So a lot of my friends went from my primary school to the Catholic school, and I went to the private school, and though I had friends there and it was a really, really good school, I was like, this isn't for me. Like, I'm more social than this, because it was very much like a proper private school, especially when it's the only one in Bendigo as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to leave.
So
where did Basil go, our homie Basil?
He was where I went for year 12, he was at that school previously, but he was older than I.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so what was the reason for deciding to go to a different school in year 12?
Probably like the social side of things, like the private school.
The party, baby.
It was. It pretty much came down to that, because the private school, they had the house system as well. And so I'm quite a sociable person. So I'm going around to all these different houses and being friends with everyone, but they're quite cliquey. It's like, I'm in a Hearn or Millwood or whatever it was. That was my, I was the house captain.
But is
that,
you
were
a Hearn house captain.
Houses, I feel like, are very different in a public school scenario than a private school. Because, like,
do you remember your houses?
I think it was like Blue House.
Right. Do you remember
the names?
When they got fucking colours.
Yeah. And so I think I had houses in primary school. Definitely not in high school.
I went to St. Kevin's for a little bit.
Is that a fancy school?
Catholic college they have not had the best reputation.
School
of
fees, what do you reckon?
That was my school's name.
What, St. Kevin's?
Oh, sorry, Catholic College.
Oh, no. St. Kevin, they were a Catholic college.
Yeah, right.
What sort of school fees?
So Catholic school, they're not private. So you've got like the private school, so Wesley, these top end, like up to like Melbourne Grammar, that are exorbitant fees. And then you have Catholic colleges that are like a private school, but they're half the price, maybe $6,000 or $7,000 a year instead of $27,000.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What it would be now to do year 12 at somewhere like Melbourne Grammar. Ridiculous.
Well, it's more than that, isn't it? It's like $30,000.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it was always like going up every year. I remember hearing about it. It was 18,000 at one point. And then imagine sending five kids through private schooling at 30. The guy that came to my house,
oh my God, Melbourne Girls Grammar, $35,000.
What year though? So that is, so each year.
That's
so
year 10.
Year 10. Imagine year 12,
year
dude.
10 and 11 and 12.
Oh, my God.
What do they get? Does that include excursions? You'd hope.
I reckon
it does. Stung the $30 for science works.
Seriously. You want a buffet, all you can eat, one price. I reckon you'd then have to. So year 9, these private schools go away for a whole term. Like
Wesley, where did you go?
Yeah, we went to Clunes, which was regional outskirts Victoria. Of Ballarat. It's a town, Gold Rush town. It was awesome. It was a whole term, 8 weeks away. It was sick. Sevs, you look like you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, Geelong Grammar, $41,000 for year 12.
But then Geelong Grammar is a boarding school, I'm pretty sure. So you're
getting a
college. I mean, that's a good deal.
It's like the Hilton.
To get the kid out of the fucking house, $40,000, you probably cost me 60 at home.
Well, Melbourne Girls Grammar, 36. Yeah.
I mean,
it's expensive.
You know what I mean? Like, 60 seriously.
Grand a year to have a kid at home?
How much do you cost to stay at home?
I don't know. Hopefully not $60,000 a year.
What do you make a year?
Surely you'd think, yeah.
No, but seriously, yeah. I mean, what's rent? Rent on, $500 a week. What are you looking at? 52 weeks.
So boarding school.
35,000 is what most people are paying for rent, whether it's with if you've got housemates, spreading that across. Like, we pay $590 a week.
Mm-hmm. For a house.
For a 3-bedroom townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But like, do the math on that for a year, because I can't. And then tell me, and then I'll tell you what I think.
That would be
with the phone app.
First one that gets it.
It'd be like 20, $25,000.
Mm. So there's 20.
30.6.
30.6, yeah.
Oh, great. They pay for the buses for sport, activity, and academic purposes.
But if your kid wants a new fucking polo top, don't you fucking ask us.
Speaking of being at home.
Yeah.
I got presents from mum.
Oh, did really? You?
For again? The boys. Yeah.
Did you?
New ones.
Okay. Well, whoa.
Yeah. For the boys.
Yeah.
You know what? Last time, I don't feel like I got a present from your mum, because this is the problem. You have a kid and then, you just get forgotten.
Did I give you the book?
You haven't even given me
that. I gave it to him. No. I gave you the book.
No, you gave me that book, but then the present book that was coming for me from your mum went to Josh, and Josh never gave it back because he was wanting to put it on his
bookshelf. So George's mum, Karen.
You know what Tully says about a guy with a bookshelf?
Can.
Don't worry about it. Listen to the episode.
So your mum runs a bookshop, and she was generous enough to get us some books.
Correct.
Thank you. Atomic Habits, great book. James Clear, great author.
Yeah. Is that where it came from?
James Clear, yeah.
Mm. No, as in
that book, yeah.
Your mum.
Oh, it's just, hang on. Sorry, it's just over here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all good. So she sent me down some gifts, but they're not books. And
not books?
Tommy, you were disappointed last time. I reckon this is also quite funny. Josh has got his own present now that he's the tea guy.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Oh, that was before she saw my video.
Josh, yeah. Josh, you've got a nice tin of Byron chai.
So a tin of I've never bought a tin of tea.
It's just
tea.
A different type of container.
It's just like a loose leaf tea.
That's right. It reminds me of like the lemon drops or the raspberry drops that you would get at a Sovereign Hill.
It's not lollies, mate. What is it? It is leaf.
Tea leaves. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, delicious.
Beautiful in my pot.
Beautiful chai.
Thank you.
That's a
great worries.
So you can whip that up. And TJ and Sevs, you've got a shared jar of Byron Bay peanut butter.
Look, that looks yum. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Thank you
absolutely
so much.
Absolutely. Kaz. I mean,
that looks so yucky.
That's office peanut butter. Toast. You know who will take that shit? Bodhi. He'll come to the office.
Oh, he will, won't
and he'll take it.
I've got some leftover that he can have.
Well, I mean, I'd rather him know about that than any cookies that you give him.
Yeah, he did see it the other day and was yelling out for peanut butter.
He came upstairs with a spoon and he's just eating it. Did you see that, Jess?
Yeah,
sorry. Loose unit.
He's a loose unit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's nice.
Yeah.
What did Jess get?
Jess,
she gets some of the tea.
Yeah, she got some tea.
I have to speak to your mother about this.
Can we leave these at the office? Because they are nice.
Like, yeah, they're office supplies. Okay. But they actually do have your names on top. If you want,
that is awesome.
So I'm excited for this.
I reckon Josh would want some of this too.
Peanut butter, thank you.
He loves peanut butter.
And so, is that a local?
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Is that a local nuttery?
peanut butter co. Crunchy. She said crunchy or smooth. I said crunchy.
Is there anything that's good? Is there anything that doesn't come out of Byron?
Seriously,
I don't. Good question. I think there's a Byron Bay brand of like everything.
Byron honey, definitely.
Byron, it has to be
Byron Bay lager.
Yeah.
I mean, Stone and Wood,
yeah.
Yeah, but there's the Byron Bay. It's like a.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's equivalent to Carlton Draft at this point.
It's definitely coffee.
Coffee
blends.
Chris Hemsworth. There was a murder mystery podcast.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. It's all coming.
How hard do you reckon it is to harvest your own honey?
Not hard at all. Amy was saying, for future plans for our own place, like, I want a honey. I want a honey thing.
You know,
can you beehive?
Look up? I want a beehive. So you can get urban beehives.
Yeah.
Have a guess how much honey they do.
It's like 10 liters. 10 liters a year.
I think it's 10 kilograms a year. Can you look this up?
Yeah,
well, so it's ridiculous. It's 10 liters. Isn't that an interesting fact?
Hang on.
Yeah, is it? It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it's something like honey?
100 mils is 100 grams.
No, of water.
No, we're talking water, dude.
Of water. If it's a different liquid.
This is why I don't believe it.
That's interesting.
So what weighs more, 1,000 kilos of feathers or 1,000 kilos of bricks?
Same, because you've classified the exact kilogrammage. We haven't gone from a milliliterage to a kilogram.
That felt flat. You would have said that so much as a kid, hey? Well, exactly the same.
So this Chairman Rick was looking at getting them for our place.
Yeah.
And so I've just pulled it up, $600 a year to rent them.
Why do you have to rent them? No, that's good.
Wait,
non-committal.
Who owns the bees?
Mate, well, they do. Well, you don't pay 30 grand for a rental a year.
Yeah, you don't want to maintain.
I'm not sure about it. I just rent it because I'm not sure.
But what are you not, like, what's the concern?
Well, you don't want to maintain them because what if the bees? What if they get out of hand? What if they get like
You could call in
some diseases. You're getting like a chub security for bees.
Nah.
How much? Okay,
so they come around.
The reason I don't rent I don't buy my place is because it's worth $790,000, $750,000.
You don't have a deposit,
and I don't have that cash. Let's be honest.
And also because the roof's falling in.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the main reason.
Yeah, so they come over. I mean, a bit annoying for you, Josh, just admin-wise, 4 to 6 weeks they come around.
No, they can't. You're not getting in an apartment block.
I know. But if Josh owned his own house, I just the admin of someone coming around every 4 to 6 weeks.
If I had a rental and it was a house, I'm sure I could still get it. What do they need?
Nothing, just a bit of land.
They need land, but where do the bees?
They're
just
small.
Just a tiny backyard, and they're in a little container. And yeah. So you get about 8 kg of...
How many bees, and do I need 80, any plants nearby?
You get 80,000 bees.
Mate, they can
80,000
fly.
80,000 bees?
No, they can, Josh, they
Are
can
you
fly.
Fucking
Josh,
kidding
they
me?
Fly and they go off.
Are you
off.
Kidding me? 80,000 bees in my house?
No, not in your house. In my garden.
Even in my garden.
Supposedly, Amy's friend had one. She worked with this guy. And
if
he
you had
one.
10,000 bees, if you had 50 bees, it'd be the scariest fucking thing.
This is what everyone said. They don't sting you.
They're not going to sting you.
Are you one of the guys, if you see a bee, you lose your mind?
I had a bee that approached me when I was stuck in a theme park ride with a
stuck where, strapped in
strapped in
held down
the
by the bee
bee just started safety. Coming into
That's
my face
safety.
And I couldn't do anything.
I think it's great because it pollinates all the plants around you and all the flowers.
Bees. Yeah. Can you
with you, Josh? There's too many bees for a house.
They're not gonna, if you put them in your backyard, you're not gonna notice them.
Can you explain what 80,000 bees mean?
Well,
in a single hive.
Yeah, so the
hives are coming and going,
like,
mate. It's like, you know.
So it starts range. With 80,000. So the first day's fucked.
No, but this is how
you get. No, because that's their home. So you get 80,000 bees consistently.
Can we just work out the kilogrammage of 10 litres of honey? And if it is...
Well, you get 9 kg of honey, but 10...
Yeah.
How much does honey weigh?
Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want. It seems like it would weigh more based on...
I understand. I fucked my tea 2 nights ago by putting too much honey in.
Oh.
Bree said, do you want honey?
How much
did you put in? I said, no, thank you, because I put like a big teaspoon of honey. And I feel like it didn't have enough impact for what it was doing to me.
It was honey water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
1 liter is 1.43 kg.
Who's right? Fucking yes. That's not true.
So the water, so it's based 1.4. on water?
So one to one is water. Water is 1 to 1.
The viscosity of it.
Yeah, as soon as the viscosity
entered my mind, thought about it.
Definitely. High viscosity.
But what weighs more? A kilo of feathers or a kilo of bricks?
They're the same.
Yeah, no.
Well, the other one is if you drop a pebble from a roof.
Yeah.
Or if you drop a boulder, which one will hit the ground first?
How much do they weigh?
Doesn't matter. 100 kilos for the boulder and 20 grams for the pebble.
I think the 20 gram one will take go faster to start with. 100-y.
Are they reaching terminal velocity?
Yeah, it's
is that what?
I'm pretty sure they land at the same time.
You're pretty
sure? I'm pretty sure that's it.
Thanks for that.
It's a big fact. I don't trust the guy who reckons that he knows the true answer and has seen it with his own eyes.
What a wasp!
No, write
that.
To us at the Daily Talk Show, if you know.
What a wasps do for society? So bees are making honey. Can wasps?
No, bees are doing more than just making honey, bro.
I know they're bees putting the flowers, making them honey, whatever.
Spreading seeds.
Wasps pollinating. What are wasps doing?
I'm sure wasps are still pollinating shit too.
Believe it or not, wasps do more good than harm. They play a vital role in protecting gardens and farm crops.
I feel like you're by reading
controlling
right now.
Pest populations.
Who's been stung by a wasp and actually knows it?
I was stung by a bee.
Oh, they capture flies, caterpillars, and beetle larvae.
Oh, they're just savage killers. Yeah. It's Jason Statham in a beef in a flying format.
There is something scary about wasps.
I tell you what I've got into. I've been watching stuff. Because we make videos, you watch something with a critical eye, understanding how it's made, how it's edited. George can't watch something without sort of just moaning and groaning. Think this,
I fall asleep in every movie.
Just because he's so repulsed by the edit.
Hump day replay.
Yeah. It gets him up and about.
I fall asleep in those two.
Last night I had some time watching The Big Dig, hand digging out a 100-year-old basement.
Oh, wow.
It's a YouTube video. I found the camping guy who does like urban camping. And like, hey, guys, I'm out the front of the cop station and I'm in my patrol car, and he's not even a cop. I'm just in my car. I'm going to do a camping adventure and, strap in. And he's cooking and he's back. You know, I love him. He's the worst editor, the worst camera person.
iMovie.
But the best video. And there's something about people who don't know how to make videos but are just giving it their all, which makes up for every piece of they can't do it. And it's just like, this is the best fucking video ever. This guy, The Big Dig, his username's Popper's Cottage.
Spell it for us.
P-O-P-P-A-S, Cottage. Popper's Cottage. This video that he posted in Feb this year, 1.1 mil. And he's digging out his basement.
What do you say digging out?
So, anyone grew up with a house with a basement?
No.
So it must be
attics and basements.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Like the basement has a slab at the bottom of it, whereas like usually houses are built on slabs that are at street level.
Wait, so the slab is underneath the ground?
Yeah. So they must maybe in America it's a thing to do because it gets cold.
Definitely had one.
They dig down and slab it, and then build up, and so there's dirt
structure
like an underground car park.
Yeah, but it's just for random shit. Like, it's just for the bottom.
Just
like
for shit you a basement. Don't need.
Think about all the houses over. I mean, they're cyclone basements, but there's like basements in America you see in the movies where they're like, Home Alone, there's a basement where the washing gets done and he's down there and there's like a little peephole out to the outside.
Right, yeah.
But it's
so
not
GB,
in the,
you
we
were
don't do
you,
a lot of them in Australia.
Yeah, you had one?
Yeah, I had one, definitely. We used what to call it just under the house. But it was like, but it was.
Did you get sent there, George?
It was just really. Get we used under to go down there in summer because it was so much cooler than the rest of the house.
What was in there?
music stuff. Had my drums down there.
Like a rumpus piano. Is it a rumpus room?
It's just like a, it's like a basement. It's like, yeah, it's a basement.
Sam, can you look up rumpus room? What's a fucking rumpus?
Like that's
a,
what, yeah. That's, yeah.
It's like, that's a, what spare room. Layer, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know what basements remind me of? Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Oh, yeah. Oh, the books.
Never yeah. read them. Haven't had read them. Many of them.
Yeah. Same. Had them all. Mm.
Yeah.
It happened young for you, didn't it?
Ariel. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Ariel Monsters, which is a Nickelodeon show. What was the guy's name?
The Goosebumps author.
First thing.
Just a quick rumpus. Is a noisy disturbance.
Okay, rumpus
room. So
okay.
You do your noisy disturbance in the room.
Sure. Yeah, so you can do some noisy disturbance downstairs.
So a rumpus room could have table tennis, table, darts, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And so who wrote R.L.
R.L. Stein.
R.L. Stein,
yeah. Yeah, anyway, this guy, the ceiling would have been 5 feet tall, so it was like a real annoyance. You couldn't actually walk around in his basement.
And so
it was
just
like
a
storage. He went down and he like broke a hole, jackhammered all the concrete slab and like dug down 10 feet. And so
the house didn't have it.
What do you mean?
So the house initially didn't have a
rumpus.
What's it called?
A basement.
Basement.
No, it had a basement, but it was just like a useless storage basement. And he then dug it out. So cut, like broke the floor open, mm-hmm. took out all the rock, dug through the dirt, went down lower. So then it was like a 10-foot ceiling, sure. Has a golf range in there and like a gym, had a full Smith machine in there, squat
What's a
rack.
Smith machine?
It's just a piece of gym equipment.
Which one is it?
It's a squat rack that has a bench press that runs on tracks up and down. So it's like, doesn't go offline, but it has a squat
the
rack.
Assisted
it's a
squat rack.
Yeah, it's like an assisted squat rack, bench press, all that stuff. Anyway, dug out that. But there's just something about awful videos. Mm. Awfully edited from a technical perspective that I'm just in love with at the moment.
I watched one this morning.
I respect him so much.
This morning, someone cutting down a redwood tree.
Solid, I'd watch that.
250 metres high.
Wow. Oh.
And they basically, or 250 feet, sorry.
Feet. Is feet, do you think it'd weigh the same as honey?
It depends how fat are the bees. I don't know.
Still, 76 metres, that's pretty big.
Yeah,
and so off like he hasn't even Googled it.
And so
I know the conversion.
This person is on like, what is it called when you sort of strap yourself in and you sort of work, you're abseiling almost.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so he's a tree lopper.
Yeah. And so tree lopper, is that
lopper
what they're
lopper
called?
Or lobber?
Can you lopper.
Tree lopper.
L-O-P-P-E-R.
Lopper.
Tree lopper.
And so anyway, this person is at the top of the tree or near the top and they do one incision. Yep. And then they do two incisions and then so they almost do like a wedge shape and then they go around the other side of the tree. This is when they're up for, what is it?
76
meters. And then they, using a chainsaw, they chainsaw the final bit and it falls down and then they hold on to the tree as it rocks.
Wow. I mean, it's a pretty solid tree. It's probably alive for 100 years and it's grown 76 meters. It's impressive though. Can you send me the link for that? I'll share mine with you if you share yours with me.
There's this great video of this bloke cooking
zoodles.
No. Skewers. What are skewers? Kebabs. It's in a vertical. It's in a vertical cooker, and he's in the middle of the snow, and so he's figured out like a way.
I'd get around that because kebabs in the snow.
Definitely
great.
I think we could
great.
Definitely do something around outdoor / camping videos.
Oh mate, this one. The best bit in this is like, you know, when you, as an editor, you're like, I wish I could have this room really clean. You're in a messy room and then you click your fingers and then you'd cut to like, you'd hard cut to it being completely clean. Mm. He's like, oh, look at this basement. It's so dirty. I wish it could be clean. And he clicks his fingers and it fades over about 3 seconds. Just to
fade.
A clean room. I respect
it's
it.
It's a Tommy Jacket special. No, 08.
08 fade.
The 08 fade.
Love it. Anyway, I reckon we... put the links to these videos in the show notes. Send them over to you now, Sevs. And happy weekend banter.
Right. It's Great. A daily talk show. We're still doing that survey, thedailytalkshow.com / survey. Sevs, you mention it after every episode. So
yeah. Do we have a fact that we can ramble off today?
What for?
Oh, from the survey.
From the survey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand percentage by. Of people that like GBHDR.
Oh,
Georgie Boys Hump Day replay.
What's the percentage of favorite benchmarks from the show?
Hang on, give me a sec. Stand by.
Here we go.
Standing by.
Okay. He's using SurveyMonkey, so very clunky on the phone.
Analyze.
Yeah.
So clunky.
Here we go.
Is it clunky?
55. Oh my God. So 54% women. We know that.
It's gone up.
Yeah. Georgie Boy's Hump Day replay.
Here we go.
Take away, Sebs.
How many people
there? Talk.
No, I actually don't have it. I don't have the login.
It's Josh's.
Here we go. People that what topics do you most enjoy listening to on the show? 73% said Georgie Boy's Hump Day replay.
That's wow, great. That's good. Yeah. That's solid.
Yeah, that's good.
Got that clean for the next episode. So.
Coming when? Because you're not doing Wednesday.
Yeah,
yes, he is. Wednesday's really? About. What's this fake news?
Yeah, so next,
I think next Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, no,
the one after.
Yeah. That was happening.
No, it's mate. He's not stopping. Okay. Pressure's on him. He's not stopping.
All right. It's a daily talk show. See you tomorrow, guys. Have an amazing Sunday. Do something nice. Maybe get a pizza. Yeah. Maybe some fish and chips. Yeah, treat yourself.
Hang with your family.
Yeah, do it. Catch you. Have a good one. Bye.
See you, guys.